Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hello, this is Ethan Lybrand, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm the NBA National Ambassador, and to show your support to kids like me, go to NBA.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as I have a very special guest that I heard on Dr. Ward Bond's program. Her name is Sue Phillips. She's the founder of Centerprises. She's the author of The Power of Perfume, How to Choose It, Wear It, and Enjoy It. And I am glad to have her on the program today to talk about perfume, talk about scents, talk about some other things that apply to that arena. And I felt like there would be some listeners out there who would be very interested in what Sue has to share. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Sue Phillips.
Hello, Mark. How lovely to hear from you. Thank you for having me on.
No, thank you for joining me here on the show today as we talk about Centerprises. We talk about you, your background, and then what you're doing in the world of scent, if you will.
You've asked me about what I love to do and my background, and I feel that everything that I've ever done in my life has sort of now pointed towards my path of where I'm going. So I'll give you a little brief background and then you can stop me anytime and ask me questions if you'd like. Is that okay?
That will be perfectly fine.
Well, so currently I am the CEO of my company, Centerprises and Sue Phillips Fragrance. So how did I get into the fragrance world? Well, I'm sure you can tell from my accent that I'm from the South. The very, very deep South, South Africa. And as a little girl, I loved theater, and I was 10 years old in my first play. It was a Broadway-type play called Roar Like a Dove. And I got the part because the producer was looking for a young girl who would have the lead role. But because I was still at school and very young, of course, I couldn't be there every night and we had to alternate. And so I shared the role with two other young ladies. Well, that gave me the whole impetus for theater and I just fell in love with the world of theater and always thought I'd be an actress. Well, fast forward, I did land up being in theater and plays and in South Africa and I always wanted to go to London. But at the time, I couldn't get into the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art because there was an embargo about South Africans at the time. It was in the 70s. And I came to America on a vacation to see my brother and fell in love with the energy of America. And so my plans changed, and instead of going to London, I came to New York. Now, lo and behold, I couldn't really get a job in theater at the time because I wasn't a member of the unions, and I wasn't a member of I wasn't a green card holder or a citizen. So I worked at night singing and acting, and during the day, I landed up getting my green card. And when I got my green card and ultimately started to look for work, somebody suggested that I'd be great in the cosmetics area. And I said, well, why? And they said, well, Sue, you'd be great in training because you can stand up in front of people and speak. So long story short, that was sort of the impetus that gave me the feeling to be in the cosmetic industry. And because of my background in theater, I was able to stand up in front of people and speak. And I became the national training director at Elizabeth Arden, learned about fragrance, and then I was traveling around the country doing training seminars for the people behind the counter who were selling the fragrances that Elizabeth Arden was producing and distributing. And I was Elizabeth Arden for 6 years, and then Lancome hired me as marketing director for fragrance and men's skincare, and then Tiffany hired me as vice president of marketing, and I developed and launched the first Tiffany perfume. Now, Mark, if you'd have told me growing up in South Africa with my background that I would one day be the vice president of fragrance for Tiffany, I'd say, I don't think so. That's crazy. But it happened. And ever since then, I then started my own business called Centerprises, and I have been in the world of fragrance and helping people really understand the magic and the mystery of fragrance all these years.
One word that stands out to me is confidence. When it comes to how we feel about ourselves, beauty, cosmetic, personal care. And one of the things that has always been difficult for me was confidence when I was younger. And as we get older, it will stay with us too. And so I know a lot of people are out there right now who maybe have lower self-esteem. Maybe the confidence that they need is not there. And there are some things within your world, I think, that can help a person and enhance maybe that ability to have more confidence in oneself.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree. You know, it's so interesting you talk about confidence, because one of the things about fragrance is that many people in the 70s and 80s and 90s were really captivated by designer fragrances and celebrity fragrances. And they thought that by wearing a celebrity fragrance, it would really help catapult them to that celebrity status, which really didn't happen. And suddenly the trends shifted. And at the time of the millennium, in the 2000s, everything started to change. So many people got tired of celebrity fragrances. And a new trend emerged, which was all about customization, creating and wearing your own custom scent. And I think social media has helped with that, because so many people now are on social media. They have their own avatars. They have their own brand personas on LinkedIn and Pinterest and Instagram and Facebook and TikTok, that we are a brand, how we look, how we sound, how we act, how we dress, and how we smell. And so confidence can be generated when you put on a fragrance that has been created for you and by you. And people say, oh, what are you wearing? And you say, it's me, it's mine. You become confident. You think, oh, how wonderful. This really reflects who I am. So I agree with you. Confidence is really a wonderful thing, and it can be sprayed on with a custom fragrance.
I love it. You actually took me back to the 1980s for a minute there as I thought about my sister wearing Debbie Gibson's Electric Youth, and there was a little pink wire running through, like a little plastic wire running through the bottle, but Debbie Gibson's name was on it, and it just reminds me of that time, exactly what you're talking about, that if we wore that particular cologne or perfume, that we were going to be on the red carpet in the next week.
Exactly. But, you know, sadly, that didn't happen, and there was such a proliferation of celebrity fragrances, and truly that was the reason there was a backlash. And so when I started my custom fragrance business 13 years ago, I started and I had a perfume studio downtown in Tribeca, New York. And people said, you know, Sue, what are you doing? You're doing Tupperware parties for perfume? And they kind of chuckled, you know, they really chuckled. And the truth is that now customization is so huge. It is such a big trend, so much so that men and women are looking to create their own custom perfumes. And even men say, Sue, I want my own perfume. And they call it perfume. And the reason is because, you know, perfume is just an example of how fragrances are concentrated. The most powerful perfume is that it has more essential oils. And then as you dilute it, it becomes less concentrated. So the different variations are perfume, eau de parfum, eau de toilette, eau de cologne, and then, you know, like a spritzer. But the idea of really creating your own brand persona is very, very compelling and can be achieved by having your own custom fragrance. And then people will recognize you every time you walk by and say, ah, there goes so-and-so. And the fragrance really does appeal to the senses and the memory and the emotions. And, you know, it's interesting because so many people don't really realize how important fragrance is. And actually that leads me to maybe another question you might want to ask me, because I know that you were very interested in the work that I've been doing to help people regain their sense of smell.
Yes, absolutely. That was one of the things that I told my wife before I started the interview, that so many people have been affected by the virus in a way where they lost their sense of smell, their taste. They wonder when it's going to come back, if it's going to come back. Some people have had some measure of scent and taste come back, but some people are still struggling with that, Sue.
Yes, many, millions actually are. You know, I had actually worked with a Dr. Henkin from the Smell and Taste Clinic in Washington, D.C. many years ago. And at that time, about 8 years ago, he said to me, Sue, do you know that there are about 25 million people who lose their sense of smell every year from either viral products, viral issues, problems, colds, pneumonia, car accidents, etc. But, you know, people didn't really think about it because it wasn't top of mind. Well, suddenly COVID happened, and one of the symptoms is anosmia and parosmia. And that means basically loss of sense of smell and or even partial loss of smell, and then a distorted sense of smell, and then even a loss of taste, because smell and taste are so connected. And I say that the only positive thing about COVID has been the acceleration of awareness of how important our sense of smell is. And I have actually been so humbled and so excited that I've actually helped over 100 people now, about 108 people in the last 7 months, regain their sense of smell from COVID. And I just really started doing this just by chance, because I had written my book called The Power of Perfume, and NBC wanted to do a story about it. And they called me the day before and they said, Sue, do you think you could help people who've lost their sense of smell, who are long haulers? I said, well, I don't know, but I'll try. And through my scent healing journey and my scent journey, I took this young woman on a scent, what I call a scent healing journey. And I was able to help her regain her sense of smell. And she got so emotional. And the story went viral. And I had many, many interviews and many people contacting me and wanting to know if I could help them. And so I say to everybody, look, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, but I do know the power of perfume. In fact, that's the title of my book, which I wrote during COVID, not even as a result of COVID. And the amazing thing is that I've really helped so many people now. And I'm working with neuroscientists who really want to help and take this protocol to a much higher level. So I'm so excited that through my passion and my love for fragrance, I'm now able to help people.
The right place at the right time, Sue. That's incredible that you've been able to help people who have been battling their loss of sense of smell. It's been difficult for me as well, as different perfumes, colognes, things of that nature have lost the specialness of them. You get more of the smell is more of a chemical smell rather than actually smelling the scents that it's supposed to have. And so I've had some effect as well. And that was one big reason I wanted to have you on, was to talk about that and to be able to share with listeners who might be going through this. And I'm so glad to hear that you've been able to help people, because for many, it's just such a major struggle when they lose their senses in that way and they haven't gone through that. And as you mentioned, there are other ways that people lose their sense of smell and taste. Traumatic brain injuries cause that as well. And there are people out there who just want to be able to taste and smell again.
Exactly. You know, it's so interesting because nobody really thinks about our sense of smell. And I'll tell you why. From the second we're born, it's an automatic response. From the second, the minute we're born, even basically in utero, babies recognize their mother's aroma, their mother's, through the sense of smell. And so from the second we're born, we smell, it's automatic, and we don't think about it. And suddenly you go through life, and then either through anosmia or some kind of a problem, you lose your sense of smell, and it's devastating. I can tell you that I've had so many calls and responses from people who I've helped. They literally weep when they can get back their sense of smell. They say they'd rather have any other issue than lose their sense of smell, because it's also a function of danger. If you can't smell things, you know,
yes,
you can't smell things. And also one of the things is that people, we socialize around food. It's always a social occasion. Let's meet for lunch, for breakfast, for tea, for dinner, for social occasions. And when people can't enjoy their food, they can't smell and they can't taste, they don't really want to enjoy and partake of social occasions. And so people start to opt out of society and celebrating. And so they become isolated, they become depressed, they don't want to eat. So either they lose so much weight because they can't eat, or conversely, they try and eat and smell and taste everything, and so they put on weight.
Yes.
So it's not a solution. And either which way, it's not a good balance of one's, basic day-to-day existence. So the fact that I've been able to help people, I'm so excited, and I really want to get the word out, because I cannot tell you how grateful people are when they get back their sense of smell.
Right now, we're talking to Sue Phillips. She's the founder of Centerprizes. You can find that at centerprizes.com. She's the author of The Power of Perfume, How to Choose It, Wear It, and Enjoy It. And Sue, if you'll stick with me, we'll roll over into the next segment and we'll talk about this book, how people can get it, how they can connect with Centerprizes and Sue Phillips, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, folks, you are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got The Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like.
Had a six transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out and no one could see, over the airwaves the world came to me. I'd go through the stations till I found a game. I knew how they played by the sounds of their names. The sluggers hit homers, those pitchers threw smoke, and I watched it all on my radio.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I have a very special guest on the line with me today as we talk about perfume. We talk about the power of perfume. And as she said for the title of her book, The Power of Perfume, How to Choose It, Wear It, and Enjoy It. And what a time for Sue Phillips during this COVID battle as we've fought the virus. So many people have had their sense of smell affected. And in the last segment, Sue was able to share about some of the people that she's been able to help who were struggling with that. And we still have Sue Phillips on the line as we talk about this book. We talk about her work with Center Prizes. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Sue Phillips.
Thank you, Mark. I'm so happy to be here. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you.
Well, and for me and all my listeners, we appreciate you taking time with us and sharing your experience, what you have learned through your many experiences in this field. You have had a great career, and now, of course, you can share your knowledge and have a positive effect on people. And, of course, that's what I do through my show is recognize difference makers. And as you've helped 108 people to find their sense of smell again, that is a difference maker, Sue. So I appreciate your efforts in trying to help people as well through your knowledge and experience.
Well, I've been passionate about fragrance for so long. And I always used to tell my students, I used to be an adjunct professor at FIT College and LIM College. And I always said to my students, find something that you love to do, because if you love what you do and if you're passionate about it, it will, there's always going to be issues at work, wherever you are, there will be problems. But if you love what you do and you're passionate about it, you'll be able to handle it much more easily and with much greater confidence if what you love to do is your passion. And that's what my work is. I mean, every day is a different day for me. Every day shows, brings different activities, different people call me. For instance, I had no idea we were going to actually do this today. I thought we were going to do it another day. And so here I am having this wonderful conversation with you serendipitously today. And I'm delighted to be able to share that with your listeners, and I appreciate that.
You're most welcome. And one of the things about you, Sue, is you have, like many people, platforms where people can connect with you. They can find out more about what you're doing. You have a podcast, and so you have information to share with people. You have resources and the experience, as I mentioned at the first of this segment. I think that each time that you're able to share and reach a new audience, people are raising their eyebrows and saying, oh, I didn't think about this when it came to that industry. I didn't think about what Sue might be capable of because of her experience. And now people are starting to open their eyes as you have been able to spread the word through Center Prizes.
Yes, and what's so amazing is that I now have my own app, and people can reach me through my own app, both on iPhone and Android. And if you just type in SueFillipsApp.com, you can actually see all the things that I'm going to be doing. In fact, I also have my latest play up there. So, you know, I started my career in theater, and I'm now still doing theater, and I love to have, you know, all the elements that I love. So my app is SueFillipsApp.com. But if you don't want to download that, you can go to my website, which is SueFillips.com or centerprizes.com. And I'm also on SueFillipsFragrance.com. So, you know, at one point, it was so interesting, Mark, you know, when I started my company 30 years ago, I had left Tiffany to have my daughter, and I wanted to start consulting. And I thought, well, it'll be called Susan Phillips Enterprises. And that was such a boring name, and I'm very creative, and I get my best sort of inspirations many late, early hours of the morning or very late at night. And so one morning around 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning, what kept on going around my brain was scent and enterprises and Sue Phillips Enterprises and Centerprises. And I came up with Centerprises. So it's a combination of scent and enterprises. So my company I called Centerprises. And over the years, many people said to me, you know, Sue, you're the brand. I said, yes, but it sounds so egomaniacal to call it Susan Phillips or Sue Phillips. But, you know, at some point, I think there was a shift when I really realized that people do want to talk to me, and I do have a lot of information to share, and I love to share it with people. And people also had a difficulty pronouncing Centerprise, Scent Enterprise or Centerprise. So I'm now back at Sue Phillips Fragrance, SueFillips.com. And if you Google me, as I'm sure people will, they can find me. And I'm so happy that I'm able to now take this platform and share it along all different types of platforms on the internet, so people can find me easily now.
And Sue, I absolutely love your creativity. That is wonderful, because I have the same mindset as I think about putting words together. And I'm sitting here right now looking at your app. It's beautiful, and it is easy for people to find information and to share and to connect with you. And I think this is great. I love it. I'm thinking the Mark White Show needs an app, but you have done a great job. And I did subscribe to it, and I encourage people to go to Sue Phillips when they go and add an app.
And the other thing is that you can actually listen to wonderful music under the Connect, and you can listen to music, and I'll be doing radio interviews just like you're interviewing me. I would like to interview you on my app when I start doing that, Mark. That would be wonderful.
Oh, that'd be great. I see that. I see the different choices, video, radio, call, email, TV. This is great, Sue. This is wonderful.
Well, download it now and tell everybody to download it, because my at some point, my developer said, Sue, you know, you have to start to think about revenue-generating initiatives, only because I really want to help people. And some of the initiatives that I've done have been to help people with Alzheimer's. My mom actually was a wonderful artist, and she was my inspiration for art and music. And just before she passed away, I did an amazing retrospective exhibition for her. Her name was Grace Phillips. In fact, yesterday was her birthday.
Aww.
And but I shared my love for her and her artwork. Her website was TooMarvelousForWords.com. The number two, the letter two, marvelous four, the number four, words.com. She was an amazing artist and calligrapher from South Africa, and that's really where I get my creativity from. But I was thinking about her, and I was thinking about all the fundraising I have done for Alzheimer's, and one of them was I did this event with her before she passed away, and I had all of her paintings that had been in storage, and, you know, there's just so much wall space, and I'm at an apartment in New York, and I don't have a lot of wall space, and so I had to do something. And I generated a fundraiser for Alzheimer's, where if anybody had bought a painting, we did a whole initiative with South African Airways and South African Game Reserve. And the theme was called A Celebration of the Senses. And I had her beautiful artwork, about 400 or 500 pieces of her art. We displayed it at the Scripps Memorial Hospital in San Diego. That's where she was living. And the fundraiser was to go towards Alzheimer's Association and Scripps Memorial Hospital, Alzheimer's area. And I had so many people come to the event who bought the paintings. There was food, South African food, beautiful South African backdrops, and I had my fragrance diffused in the air. So it was a really beautiful experience, and people came wanting to understand more about the artwork and the whole background, and it was great. We were able to raise a lot of money, and I generated it to Alzheimer's. And so now, because of COVID, I really want to help generate awareness for Alzheimer's, for anosmia, and for people who have been suffering with COVID. So that's one of the reasons I'm doing the app, to make and generate awareness. And at some point, we'll have to start taking subscriptions for it.
Thank you so much for that, Sue. Alzheimer's has been something that has affected people that I love dearly. And it's so important that in some way we can try to help those who are battling this. And I think about not too long ago, Sue, I was sitting at the table and my wife wanted me to smell a new perfume, and I smelled it, and it was a familiar smell from many years ago. And it took me a few minutes and I realized that it was the same smell that my great grandmother wore. And tears started falling from my face. I was crying because it had been 2 decades since I had smelled that smell from my great grandmother. And I think about memories, how memories are brought back through sense of smell. And that is very important when it comes to those who are having those challenges with dementia and Alzheimer's.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I will tell you that research has been done. Our strongest sense is our sense of sight, but our most powerful is our sense of smell. For that very reason, it connects memory and emotions and, of course, smell and taste. So our most powerful sense is our sense of smell. And I really urge people to think about it, to honor it. When you go into the supermarket and you smell those wonderful aromas in the citrus department or the fruit department, just or the freshly baked bread, just take a second and just inhale it and just enjoy it and realize how lucky we are that we have our sense of smell.
Beautiful. Sue, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you here on the show today to share about what you are doing. And I know that someone listening right now needed to hear it. And you are having a positive impact on our world through your knowledge, your experience, your heart. And I want to tell you this. I want to honor your mother today and dedicate this show to Grace Phillips because of her influence and impact on your life.
That brings me to tears, Mark. Thank you so much. That's very special, and I really appreciate that. That's beautiful. And you are making a difference in the world. I'm so honored to be on your show, and I really look forward to staying in touch with you for a long, long, long time.
Absolutely, Sue. You're a real joy to have on the Mark White Show, and you're always welcome back.
Thank you so much. Have a glorious day to you and all your listeners. And just remember, enjoy your sense of smell. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you, Sue.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center. You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's good. How do you do?
Folks, Sue Phillips. I want you to go and get her app, Sue Phillips. House of Fragrance. What a wonderful lady to be able to talk to her today, for her to share her experience through Scenterprises, all of her knowledge. And I hope that you will find the power of perfume, how to choose it, wear it, and enjoy it. You can find Sue Phillips at Scenterprises on Instagram. You can find her on these many social media platforms. You can also go to SuePhillips.com. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Sue Phillips and her mom, Grace Phillips. And I'm so glad that we can dedicate this show to her mom today. If this show is impacting your life, I want you to share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.